Greetings, curious minds. You're now tuned into the further adventures of Shortwave Kitsch. New stories, vintage vibes. If you enjoy what you hear and want to support the weird and wonderful, head over to swkradio.com. There you'll discover various ways to join our community and keep the transmissions alive. But don't worry, we'll remind you about that later. For now, let's tune in.
Hello and welcome, brave listeners, with open arms and hearts full of love and laughter. Turn the lights down, sit back, and relax. We'll all share the fun, frivolity, and a slew of other F-words. Leave your troubles at the door and forget all of your worries. For the next hour, you've discovered Shortwave Kitsch. Let's start tonight like we do every night. Let us lift our voices for you in song. The music of the night drifts from the airwaves right into your ears. Purveyors of tunes and tones, take it away.
When I first saw your face, my heart shot into space, but I didn't have the words to tell you. Cole Porter called you wunderbar. I agree, no matter where you are. Thoughts of you spring to mind the moment I heard this word. Pulchritudinous. That means you're beautiful. No Merriam or Webster has the text to tell ya how much I love you. You're the tootinest, and I think you're beautiful as the sun sets in the east or west. All I can do is think about ya. No words even exist. Shakespeare would stumble. Oscar Wilde just crumble. My pulchritudinous gal. Simply ludicrous. Every time I see your face, no words have been spoken, but I still have hope in that we might be together one day. No words even exist, whether Wordsworth or speechless, even Coleridge can't reach us. My pulchritudinous gal, it may just sound like gobbledygook. You're my white whale from that long, long tail. Just call me Moby Dick. Wherever you see, whomever you be, their anchor clanker or a ducky shin cracker, don't you forget about me. I think that does it, my pulchritudinous gal.
Where monsters lurk and darkness falls, you'll find our spookily skillful stalkers of sinfully stunning, talented phenomena. It's Hollywood Hunters. But before we visit our masters of the macabre, a brief word from our sponsors. Housewives of America, listen up and listen closely.
Do you want to know the secret to keeping your husband happy and satisfied? Is it... What? Where did you hear about that, Clara? Don't repeat that in church. But no, that's not what I was going to say. I was going to say soup.
That can't be right.
My husband can't get enough of my homemade soup, made with the freshest ingredients and a whole lot of love.
And we're sure that's not a euphemism?
Absolutely not.
I'll tell you this. My husband doesn't care much for soup. He likes meat and potatoes.
You say that now, but your husband might surprise you if you surprise him with soup from the Pioneer Soup Company.
The Pioneer Soup Company?
Yes. It's another fine Clutterbuck subsidiary. Knock, knock, the doctor is in.
I'm not sure that makes sense.
It doesn't have to. Pioneer and Dr. Clutterbuck's soup is so hearty and delicious, it's like a whole meal in a bowl. And my husband never says no to my bowl.
My husband can be pretty stubborn. When I can keep him at home, that is.
Then you should trust Pioneer Soups to keep him off the prairies and plains. My husband told me that my soup was the best thing he's ever tasted.
Ooh, quite the compliment, Alice.
Absolutely, Clara. But you don't have to take my word for it. If you don't believe me, just ask our husbands.
Our husbands?
Hey, honey.
Sherman, what are you doing here?
Heard you ladies prattling on about soup and decided to come downstairs.
You were both upstairs?
Yeah. Hey, Clara.
Grover, why aren't you wearing any pants?
Didn't know it was a requirement in my own home.
But we're guests.
Guest mask, you're practically family.
Grover and I were playing upstairs, wrestling and whatnot.
Wrestling?
Yeah, we really worked up an appetite.
You boys hungry?
Starving, hon.
What I won't give for some food.
You do love my soup, don't you?
Your soup is the best thing I've ever tasted.
I can't say as I'm surprised. You see, I only serve Pioneer Soup Company soup. They have so many different options, 3 times as many as the leading competitor. They have everything from plain old tomato to split pea to even fancier soups, like minestrone.
I sometimes like to mix my clam chowder with my cream of mushroom.
Yum.
Oh, there is nothing yum about that.
I think we should have soup for dinner tonight.
Way ahead of you, babe.
I need soup. All the soup. I gotta keep my energy up.
All right. You win this round. I'll make some soup for dinner tonight.
Thank you.
So, what have we learned here today, Clara?
That my husband's a little light in the loafers and yours may have a tapeworm?
No, silly. Using only the freshest of ingredients, Pioneer Soup Company is the hearty meal your husband will reach for every time.
I don't think it's the soup he'll be reaching for, Alice.
When you need a meal so hearty, 2 men will fight over it to see who's on top. Pioneer Soup Company can fulfill your desires. And now, we return to our regularly scheduled program, Hollywood Hunters. There are those that fear the dark. There are those that avoid the shadows. There are those that shy away from the unknown, creepy, or macabre. Then there's Patty.
Patty Odd, to be specific.
She'll find what haunts your dreams.
I can identify talent, I can.
And she'll do her best to put it on the silver screen.
More like the silver scream.
Along with her partner, Jesse Ball.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Away with words, this one.
Jesse Ball and Patty Odd are 2 halves of the whole that make up Oddball Talent. Hiring all kinds of creatures.
Partial to them creatures.
All sorts of specters.
Who doesn't love a good specter?
All categories of chimera.
Sure, why not?
I don't even think I know what that is.
Maybe you're something that goes bump in the night looking for film work.
Looking for representation? Take a card.
If there be monsters, you'll find the Hollywood Hunters. Tonight's spine-chilling tale, there's no such thing as a tree lunch. We find our jocular, yet jovial-driven duo in a rare moment of doubt.
Hey, Patty.
Hey, what, Jesse?
You've been uncommonly quiet. Everything and all that's associated with that, good and all?
No. In fact, it is not, Jesse.
What seems to be the problem?
The reality of it is, if we don't find our next client and fast, we're gonna be out of cash, which puts us out of business, which means we're gonna be out on the street.
Sounds like you're going slowly out of your mind.
Aren't we all?
Well, What have we got on the books as far as appointments go?
It's Lena than the thin man, I tell ya.
Yeah?
If our schedumess was a cut of steak, it'd be so svelte. It could evaporate before you tried to stew it.
All this talk of food has got my stomach rumbling.
You're telling me, my affable associate.
I better get my mind off the eating portion of the day.
Same here.
What you thinking?
This Daily Rag and Gazette ain't reading themselves, I guess. You?
To your possible surprise or chagrin, I've started a band.
Do my eyes deceive me, or has Benny Goodman entered the building?
Really? Where? Maybe I could get some pointers.
I was being facetious, you wacky weirdo.
Oh, yeah. I get it.
So who else is in this biggest of bands?
That's the thing. It's just me.
I don't get it.
See, I have this tiny tambourine. But I also got this contraption around my neck. It's got a harmonica and a kazoo. I switch back and forth between the two. And to top it all off, attached to my leg, a xylophone.
What do all these fan dangles and doodads add up to?
You ready?
Never more so, Jess.
Here goes something.
I don't know if that was more atonal or appalling.
It's a work in progress.
Ain't we all? If you'll excuse me, I'm gonna get lost in the words of this here paper.
After only a few moments of silence in their tight four walls...
I do not believe this!
What is it, Pats?
This article by Walter Winchell!
Yeah?
It's about us!
Yay!
No, this is more hey than yay!
Read it!
Step aside, folks, for Patty Odd and Jesse Ball.
Not such a bad start.
Just wait. These self-proclaimed masters of nonsense have been parading around like a pair of court jesters masquerading as talented planners. But let me tell you, beneath their flamboyant facade lies nothing more than a duo of bumbling buffoons. It's clear that Patty Odd and Jesse Ball are the embodiment of incompetence. It's high time they face the harsh truth. They're nothing more than a sideshow act, desperately in need of a reality check.
I'd say that... while not being the worst ever thing said about us, it's certainly not the most complimentary.
You think?
Don't forget the words of P.T. Barnum, though. There's no such thing as bad publicity, as long as they spell your name right.
Wasn't he the baseball guy?
You're thinking of Charlie Barnum.
If you say so. Let's get out of here and head to our afternoon appointment.
But it's morning, and it's only 5 miles and 20 minutes away.
Maybe, but I feel like walking and getting some of the freshest air the City of Angels has to offer.
You're the boss, Pats.
After a long walk through the streets of the ever-growing city of Los Angeles, our two tenacious trailblazers reach the outskirts of the Angeles National Forest. Their potential client, a magical mystic with hopes for a life in the cinema.
Hey, Patty.
Yeah, Jesse?
We're in the forest.
We certainly are. Or is it am? Nah, I'm gonna stick with R.
Maybe my original statement was too broad and not too much of a question, which is how it was originally intended, but why are we in the forest?
It's not for no reason, Jess. Our client, she lives here.
She lives in the forest?
I certainly do.
Seemingly out of nowhere, a dazzling beauty appears behind Patty and Jesse.
Not the preferred of all first impressions, but I'll take it.
You must be...
Lola Thistlewood, at your service. And who is this hot and hunky handsome heap of Homo erectus?
Me?
Yes, you. You mayn't be the smartest tool in the shed, yeah?
I don't know what you just said.
Ma told me to never do anything she wouldn't do, but as she only dated mages and other dryads, for you, I'll certainly make an exception.
I'm still confused, but the blood is rushing to my cheeks nonetheless.
Well, don't let's stop it there, you air-headed Adonis.
As fun as it is to watch my partner get all flustered-like, we're here to talk business, Miss Thistlewood.
Oh, please call me Lola. Miss Thistlewood was my father for a brief period in Greece in the early aughts.
Lola it is, then. I'm Patty Odd. This delightfully devoted dunce here is my partner, Jesse Ball. You call Oddball Talent, and here we are. Or is it am?
And not a moment too late. I need your help to make all of my dreams come true. At least the ones that I can talk about in Sunday school.
Less than 48 hours later, Odd and Ball arrive at Dreamland Pictures. The only thing between them and success? A towering wall meant to keep unwanted guests out.
All right, Jesse. It's time to put our stealthy skills to the test.
Stealth isn't normally our forte, Pets. Forte seems to be our forte.
We're gonna infiltrate this grand establishment and have a word with Mr. Everett Van Buren himself.
And he is?
Keep up, Jess. He's the head of the studio.
He's probably the guy to talk to if we want to get Lola hired.
And the right guy to talk to if we want to get paid and start eating this week. We can't let a locked door stand in our way.
What you thinking to get us in there?
All right, I'm thinking we scale this wall. Then we worm our way down until we find a gap narrow enough to leap over to one of the main buildings. From there, we do one of two things. There could be a door on the roof. We finagle our way through the door. You got your lockpicking kit?
As always.
If there's no door, then we shimmy our way down the side of the building until feet meet floor. The security guards here are as sharp as bloodhounds. Any between us and our target, we club them from behind.
Pets.
Not yet, Jess. I ain't done scheming and plotting.
Okay.
We can steal any of those security guards' outfits.
Uniforms.
Those two. We steal them and we put them on. Pretend we're just a couple of working schmoes, not worth talking to or noticing. Dramatizing and whatnot.
Acting.
That too. When we get to Van Buren's place.
His office?
You got it. We don't bother knocking. We charge in, ideas blazing, and convince him to hire our clients.
That's some playing, Pets.
Thanks, Jesse.
Might I make a small suggestion?
Sure, pal. This is a partnership, after all.
Why don't we simply go through that unlocked door over there?
Finesse. I like it. For the record, my plan would have worked, too.
No question. It would have.
Let's go.
Finally in the building, Patty and Jesse arrive at an elevator.
We stand at the threshold of the lion's den.
That was easy.
Why would you say that? You gotta get jinxed.
Not another word for me.
They make their way through the elaborate and ornate offices when they finally get to...
an elevator!
I thought you wasn't saying any other words.
Oops. Sorry.
You pushed the button?
I did not.
How else are we gonna make this box work?
You got me all confuzzled.
I'll get it, like I do everything.
After a brief elevator ride...
we're here. Let's get out of this elevator.
I've never seen a hallway this long.
Best beating our feet down it.
Jesse and Patty finally arrive at two colossal doors with ornate door handles. The nameplate is inscribed with the name and title, Everett Van Buren, Studio Head.
Jesse, this is it. On the other side of that door, our chance to convince the great Everett Van Buren to hire Lola as the lead actress.
Let's make sure we don't break anything in this fancy place.
Good idea. Best way to do that? Don't touch nothing. And here we go.
Who are you and what are you doing in my office?
I'm Patty Odd. This is Jesse Ball. We're from Oddball Talent.
How nice it must be for you. An appointment you have? No, good. Now, please, go.
Lola Thistlewood!
Are we shouting names? Sounds like fun. Octavia Abernathy Cavendish! As I said before, go.
Mr. Van Buren, I have a proposition for you. Lola Thistlewood is the rising star you've been waiting for.
Do you know how many starlets I have lining the sidewalk around the block at this studio?
24?
24. 24, he says.
I think it was rhetorical, Jess.
Oh, yeah. I can hear that now.
What sets this Lola woman apart from all the others?
Talent.
Talent I got coming out of my wazoo.
That can't be comfortable.
I need someone who can play the part in my new sword and sandals flick. Someone who can be my goddess in an oasis, Halcyon or some such.
What a coinkydink. She's got just such powers as you mentioned not moments ago.
She's perfect. You say this, but how will people know who this woman is? I've got actresses under some very, very comprehensive contracts, you know.
Think, Patty, think. I got it. The papers.
Oh, she's been in the papers.
Not yet, but she will. Picture this. Oh, great Van Buren, a colossal publicity stunt, the likes of which the world has never seen.
A daring publicity stunt, you say?
All to showcase the remarkable talent of Lola Thistlewood.
It could certainly create quite a buzz, but can you guarantee its success?
I can sell ice to Eskimos. This is a walk in the park.
Very well. If you can deliver the spectacle you promise, I'll see that Lola gets a meeting.
Great news!
But Patty, if it doesn't work, I've got some men with particular skills to cause from very unpleasant traumas.
Less great news.
Trauma. There's something there, I just know it.
After making their way out of the studio walls, they once stealthily had to navigate. Odd and Ball decide on what their next move may be.
Patty, I can't help but wonder, what's our next move?
That's a great question.
And does that particular one have an answer this time?
It can. It will. It does. It's right now.
Really?
No. I've been racking my brain, but I don't have a clue. Lady Luck ain't dealing the cards yet.
That means she ain't dealt us out yet, either.
That shiny disposition that's annoying so much of our time together is keeping us afloat right now.
Aw.
Wait a minute, Jess. A stroke of genius has just struck me like lightning. This carefully orchestrated daring publicity stunt?
Yeah?
We're gonna fake a kidnapping of the one Lola Thistlewood.
But how do we make sure Lola is safe during this charade?
All the details for the plan don't have to be there at the beginning. Some things just need to be left to chance.
But,
leave the big picture to me. We'll get her grabbed, we'll grab a handsome ransom, and then she'll get everything she deserves.
Little did Patty and Jesse know, two ne'er-do-wells had their ears perked by this conversation, which would give them ideas of their own.
Hey, Muggsy, you catch what those two bored brains were jawing about? They're planning to kidnap that Thistlewood dame.
Think of the dough we could make if we can beat them to it.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Them hotsy-totsy Hollywood types sure know how to stir up a ruckus.
We can turn this topsy-turvy scheme to our advantage.
You're a regular Einstein, Sammy. But how are we gonna pull this without tripping over our two own left feet?
We'll wait for the perfect moment and snatch the dame right from under their snooty noses.
And when it's all said and done, we'll be the talk of the town. They'll be scratching their heads wondering, what happened?
Then all we gotta do is return the lady as if we saved her. We'll rescue this doll and become heroes in the eyes of the bigwigs. They'll be singing our praises from here to Timbuktu. And you know what heroes get, don't you? Cold, hard cash.
Odd and Ball meet with Lola to explicate their perilous plan with their expected victim.
Well, it's certainly a bold idea.
It'll launch your career into the stratosphere. You'll be the star, the damsel in distress.
Kidnapped by none other than yours truly.
Kidnapped? So, I'll be wrapped up and raptured by your thick arms, legs like tree trunks, and a root system to die for.
I don't know how to respond to that.
I hope you know what you're getting us into.
Fear not, Lola. It's all part of the show. The whole city will be buzzing about your talent. We'll make the trades, and Everett Van Buren will be scratching at our door to sign you.
Count me in. Let's give them a show they'll never forget and prove to the world that Lola Thistlewood is a force to be reckoned with.
The next day, Lola could be found standing on the agreed-upon street corner awaiting her lift. But little did she know, a couple of shady individuals had other ideas.
Oh, what a glorious day out! Nothing can ruin it!
A car screeches to a halt right in front of Lola.
Whoever could this crazed lunatic be, driving so recklessly?
Before Lola could see the things were not going as planned.
Get in the car before we do some real damage.
Whoa, someone save the day for me, a poor damsel in distress.
Sammy and Muggsy bagged her head in a burlap sack. Tossed her in the back seat of their vehicle and squealed off down the road. Mere moments after the car pulls off from the curb, Jesse and Patty reach the formerly occupied meeting spot.
Lola ain't here.
I think we've been intercepted by that automobile that's making a great escape. Lola must be in there.
Follow that bird!
Sammy and Muggsy eventually drive to their dastardly destination, where they unload their intended internee. Patty and Jesse arrive outside unnoticed. Sammy rips the sack off her head to finally reveal who's purloined her from her artificial abduction.
All right, see? We got you now, Toots.
Hey, you aren't Jesse?
Certainly ain't.
She's a sop one, this one is.
Who are you? You better spill the beans or things are gonna get real uglier than a twist of pine with root rot. Pretend you're a canary and start singing.
The plans changed, see? More dramatic and stuff.
Dramatic? More like comically inept. You two couldn't organize a tea party, let alone a proper kidnapping.
If we don't get what we want, you're gonna start suffering the consequences.
Oh, please. You two couldn't scare a sapling.
Hey, we're professionals. We know how this works.
I've been tied up by better criminals in community theater productions.
Well, we're not messing around, see? We got demands.
Demands? Let me guess. You two want a stash of greenbacks as tall as a skyscraper and a getaway car faster than a bullet train, right?
Hey, she's good. Maybe we should reconsider the plan.
Nah, it's too late for that. Toughen up and stick to the script.
Look, boys, let's make a deal. I'll pretend to be terrified, shaking like a leaf. You'll feel like big shot gangsters, and we'll all go home and forget this ever happened. Deal?
Ah, quit your gabbing, you Daffy Dame.
Next time you boys decide to play criminals, do yourselves a favor and stick to something less dangerous, like playing dress up. You certainly got the stems for it.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, outside the nondescript warehouse, Jesse and Patty have migrated from a kidnapping plot to a rescue mission.
I'll sneak in.
And then?
Ain't you full of questions and not a hall of solutions?
When you're sneaking about, I can create a distraction.
Then I get behind and knock those goons out.
Makes sense to me.
What kind of distraction were you thinking?
Leave it to me. I got ideas.
When Patty has safely infiltrated the captor's citadel, Jesse commences diverting their attention elsewhere.
What in the heavens above is that?
There's some characters starting a fracas out there.
While Patty is successful in freeing Lola, Sammy notices the two making a break for it, but blocks the exit before they can escape.
So, you think you can rob us of our riches, huh? Don't think so, girly.
Yeah.
Nothing to add of substance.
You really covered it, Sammy.
Why don't we take a beat? And you both sit here until we get what's ours.
Get behind me, Lola.
Thanks for the consideration, Patty. But I think I'll handle this.
Before Sammy and Muggsy know how to respond in kind, Lola handles the both of them.
Vines and trees of the forest, heed my call.
Hey, let go of us.
Who knew this broadhead super plant powers?
Wow, didn't see that one coming.
Luckily, they didn't either.
And you have some sort of magic who's a what's it?
I mentioned I'm a dryad.
Okay.
In addition to the control I have over plants, I've got superhuman strength.
Good to know.
While the storied recounting of the harrowing hijacking of one Miss Lola Thistlewood's in the paper, nary a mention of Patty Odd and Jesse Ball appears anywhere.
Well, 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 Miss Thistlewood, it seems your little adventure has stirred up quite a storm. I believe a drink is in order?
Give me a strong glass of whiskey and a whirlwind adventure. We'll all have a good time. In fact, make it a double.
Mr. Van Buren, now will you give Lola a chance to be in one of your films?
I believe it's time for a different kind of production.
How's that now?
When I got old Winchell to write that article prompting the two of you to discover my next female lead, I could never have hoped for a woman so amazing.
Did I miss something? This is turning into a real-life melodrama.
Seems like the spotlight's shifting, Patty. We're playing supporting roles now.
Lola, your story has stolen America's hearts as well as my own. Will you do me the honor of becoming my wife?
Oh, marry a guy with access to everything I've always wanted? Power and money? It's all that a girl can hope for.
Before Jesse and Patty have a chance to leave the hallway outside of Van Buren's office, Lola catches up to wish them both safe travels and a happy life.
Oh, Jesse, darling, it seems our adventure has taken an unexpected turn. Shall we bid adieu with a memorable encore?
Well, Miss Thistlewood, it's been an honor and a pleasure. Best of luck with your new leading man, Mr. Van Buren.
Thank you, Jesse. Perhaps I'll pass. We'll cross again in a different scene.
What is happening?
I would love that.
You take care of that incredible frame, you dashing dreamboat. If we meet again under different circumstances, I hope I have the money to ride.
I'm still really confused about what that means.
And just like that, she's gone.
Looks like we won't be stealing the show this time.
But hey, at least we've added another chapter to our book of adventures.
That we have, Patty. That we have.
Literally, that's all we have.
Back at their quaint yet carefully curated apartment, Patty and Jesse return to the daily grind of trying to find their next meal as well as their next meal ticket.
That could have gone better.
Could have gone worse.
Let's hope that's always true, Jess. You expecting someone?
Nope. East End Christmas ain't for months, and I've got all my adult teeth.
So you do, you lovable goof.
Patty answers the door.
Delivery, ma'am. Are you Patricia Odd?
That depends. You a process server?
Nope.
Then yep, I'm Odd.
You certainly look normal to me.
Hardy ha ha. Why are you here, W.C. Fields?
Delivery. Here you go.
Thanks.
Hey, you got a tip for me?
A tip? Yeah. Don't crack wise before you ask for money next time.
What is it?
A basket.
Oh, wow. Basket's always nice.
Yeah, well, it's the stuff that's in it that makes this one special.
What's that?
Greens. Lots of leafy greens. Veggies. All kinds of veggies.
Wonder who would have sent that.
Three guesses, but you only need one.
Walter Winchell.
You've proven me wrong again. There's a note.
Read it.
Way ahead of you, you perfect palooka. To you two mischievous matchmakers.
That sounds like us.
I simply had to scribble a note to thank you for the uproarious twist of fate that introduced me to my heartthrob fiancé. From the moment we collided like two overzealous squirrels, it's been a nonstop riot of laughter and tremendous adventures. Hats off to you both.
Signed, Lola Thistlewood.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I might have preferred the green of a few bucks, but this'll do, I guess.
At least we won't starve.
These are truly our salad days.
Guess so. Anything else in the books this week?
Not much, but there is an Egyptian guy. I think he's done one or two films. Name's I Am Hotep. Supposedly it's a real rags-to-riches story. Has to keep this meeting hush-hush.
We'll make sure to keep it under wraps.
What kind of troublesome devils and demons will Odd and Ball exorcise next?
I see what you did there.
Nice.
Join us the next time for those stalkers of the scary, those trackers of the terrifying, those Hollywood hunters. Yes, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, this brings us to the end of our broadcast day. But we cannot leave you without a song. It's so hard to say goodbye. We all just smile and sigh, and we all sing.
Until next time, the laughter and the tears, the anger, the fears, we come together until we part in such sweet sorrow.
And so for now we say,
until next time.
And until next time, we'll be waiting here on the dial just for you. Good night.
Shortwave Kitsch is a Hat on a Hat production, produced with love and curiosity by Kristen Granite, Maddie Casto-Kobler, Brooke Rash, and Brandon L. Joyner. You can catch our broadcast on popular platforms like Apple, Spotify, or wherever else you find your podcasts. And as we close this chapter, we invite you to stay connected. Maybe you want to see us perform live. We hope that you'll even consider supporting us. Find out how to do this and so much more at swkradio.com. There, you can dig into bonus content, engage in lively discussions, and discover how you can play an active role in shaping the content that you love. For those looking to dive even deeper, check out our Patreon for exclusive behind-the-scenes access and perks. And of course, a heartfelt thank you to our listeners. You make all this possible. Subscribe, support, and stay tuned for more tales from Shortwave Kitsch. Until next time, take care.